You know, Heartland Regional, I've seen that you've done the Wear Red Day before, but you are really kicking it into high gear this year, right?
That's right. Well, heart's in our name. So, you know, it's something that we've taken on the signature sponsor of the Heart Walk and with the American Heart Association. We're really proud of that sponsorship because this gives us a chance to support some of their main initiatives, CPR in schools. And that's so critical. You know, CPR can improve a chance of a person's life 2 to 3 times.
Yeah.
But outside of the hospital, that happens less than 10% of the time. So Educating, you know, our school children to make sure that they can be some of those first responders really helps promote cardiac health in the community.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's so important right here, even at an early age, to start healthy habits and to start things like this. But for everybody out at Heartland Regional, what kinds of things do you have planned here for Wear Red Day?
Well, you know, Wear Red is really about raising awareness. You know, the first step is having a plan and knowing about yourself and your own, anatomy and how what your risk factors are. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Chopper knows a lot more about that than I do. So I'm not going to go into those, but
right.
I'll let him speak to that. But, this is just an opportunity for us as a healthcare institution to get experts that we have. You know, we have some of the top physicians in the field in the area to get them out there into the community to talk to, about these risk factors and talk about the plans that they should have and the interaction with patients and how to develop that. And so we have multiple spots for our experts to get out into the field and to talk to people about these things. And also, you know, we have an opportunity to wear red throughout the hospital, get together and really have a go team moment.
Well, it is a very important day today to just realize some things that we need to do. For me in particular, sir, I mean, I've got a daughter in high school. She's 15. One of these days, she's going to be walking down the aisle, and I want to make sure I'm there.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the kind of thing I think about. Am I going to be there for these life moments with my family that I want to share? And so this Wear Red Day is kind of all about that. And Dr. Chopper is in here. Sir, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
I think this is the first time I've had a chance to talk to a real life cardiologist here. So I'm really excited. But, you know so much about how the human heart works and how it functions. And you've actually seen when we are donating to the American Heart Association these funds for the research, you've actually seen that come to fruition, right?
Yes.
How has that worked for you?
I've been fortunate to work with some of the great mentors, and I've been able to participate in the research activities. So on this day of GORAD Day, certainly research funding is very important. Mm-hmm. And certainly on the last 10 years, the research grants have fallen through, and the availability of the grants coming from NIH directly are falling through.
Yeah.
So it's very important that, you know, people also contribute towards towards that, and certainly research is very, very important so that we know new data. For example, we had a WISE study, Women in Stable Ischemic Heart Disease, which actually was a revolutionizing study, which increased our understanding about heart disease in women.
Yeah.
So I think without the contribution of the people, the pharmaceutical companies, I think research is getting more difficult. So that's why I think it's very important if people can contribute somewhat towards research, and it's very, very important.
Well, when they do the heart walk, you can go to American Heart Association on the web and find out more about what they're doing. So important that we have this research to know how to have a better quality of life. But what are some things that I can do, what the average person listening right now, taking their kids to school and work, what are some things that we need to be doing to make sure this thing is going good?
Right. So it's very important that you see your primary care physician on a routine basis. So many people don't realize that it's all about controlling the risk factors.
Yep.
There are some modifiable risk factors and there's some unmodifiable risk factors. Say, for example, if you're born with parents who have, you know, got heart disease,
right,
then obviously genetics play a lot of role in that.
Mm-hmm.
So you obviously can't go back and pick up new parents, but obviously you can do some things which will prevent you from having heart attack or stroke.
Right.
You can obviously quit smoking, adopt a good lifestyle. This is all about, you know, GORAD Day, where we create awareness about how can you decrease those risk factors. Obviously, seeing a cardiologist and discussing with your primary care doctor as to what labs you can get and what diagnostic testing you can do is also important, because we have got several tests in our office which can predict how you can, what is your risk of getting a heart attack over the next few years. And that way we focus on the those risk factors aggressively right from before. So that way the people live longer and they have less morbidity, less incidence of heart attack and stroke.
Very important, everybody. Wear red. And we're teaming up here with Heartland Regional Medical Center to get the word out and, you know, spread some knowledge about this and awareness. And obviously, you know, for me, you know, my mother had some issues with cardiomyopathy, which is an enlargement of the heart. It's amazing how much I learned in a short amount of time, Dr. Chhabra. But we want you all who are listening right now to take some little steps. And this is not on our cheat sheet right here, but I was going to ask you something too. A lot of times you don't need to be a marathon runner. You're just a little bit of physical activity every day, correct?
Exactly. So as long as you can do some exercise. So we always say some exercise is better than none to keep yourself healthy. So exercising about 30 minutes a day, just a plain walk. You don't have to you don't have to be working out in a gym. Just 30 minutes walk at least 4 to 5 times a week.
That's good.
And that's pretty good for your cardiovascular health.
And the main thing is don't be drinking a milkshake while you're doing the walk. You know, simple things like that. Listen, Heartland Regional Medical Center, bringing awareness for National Wear Red Day. And Hans, thank you for being here too, sir.
Appreciate it. It was our pleasure.